from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
All right, the USLBM College Football Coaches Poll has been released for the first time this season. Quick, do you know what USLBM is? Anybody?
No.
Anybody know?
Well, United States?
Yes.
I went labor board.
You're going labor board,
yeah.
Huh?
Hmm.
It is, no, building materials.
Mm.
Labor building materials.
No, it's close with labor.
Okay. Yeah, they do building materials. That's what USLBM is. And they are now the proud sponsors of the coaches poll. USLBM is the largest privately owned full line distributor of specialty building materials. How about that? Learn something new every day.
Somebody is 100% funneling money somewhere there. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, they just want to get their name out. And so they're doing it in the college football coaches poll. And the first coaches poll has been released. And preseason polls, I don't care about them.
Yes, you do.
I really
you do.
Is there anything that is a shot in the dark more than a coaches poll, a preseason coaches poll? Here's the thing about coaches polls. They're mostly made up by GAs and support staffers, or they'll go to a guy like, I don't know, your director of football operations and be like, hey, you're going to do that this year. Because the voters on the coaches poll, you have Major Applewhite of South Alabama, Tim Beck of Coastal Carolina. Who knew he was there now? Tim Beck, former Minnesota head coach?
Okay.
I think. Ryan Day. You think Ryan Day of Ohio State every week is diving into his coaches poll? Dan Lanning, Oregon coach Dan Lanning, is a voter on the coaches poll this year.
Mm.
Kenny Dillingham of Arizona State. Kalen DeBoer. I don't think any of these guys.
How dare you insinuate that these men would let their names be put on this and that they themselves would not do it?
No, I think that what happens is like their director of football ops hands it to him and says, I got this for you. Or a GA hands it to him and says, here's your coach's poll. Does it look okay? And he's like, I don't care. Yes. They have so many other things on their plate. I don't really think that they care. But the coaches poll is out, and the top five go as follows. Number one, Georgia, taking up 46 first place votes, the Georgia Bulldogs.
That's a lot of those.
Yeah. Ohio State is second with 7 first place votes.
There's a pretty large distortion in first place votes here.
I would say so.
There's no like, well, I think this. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
In favor of Georgia.
Then Oregon is third with no first place votes.
I found that to be a little interesting.
Yeah. Texas is fourth. They got 1 first place votes. And then Alabama rounds out the top 5. Also, 0 first place votes. The only other team to get a first place vote was Michigan.
Which, again, I found interesting.
Well, I think somebody just, like, that's one of the good old boys just saying, or is Sharon Moore on
yeah,
a voter on
is
this?
Is he a voter on this? Yeah.
I mean, that could be it right there. But that is your top five: Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, which is, seems to be the common top five that you've seen circulating around college football. We have seen, like, from writers and media outlets, you would have Ohio State has been number one in a lot of them that have come out. But these are the official polls. The coaches poll and the AP top 25 are the two official polls until we get to the playoff rankings, college football playoff top 25, which doesn't come out until later in the season after the novel idea. After they actually see teams play college football this year.
I don't like that.
It's crazy, right?
I like throwing against the wall and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because then it's fun to go back and look at it and go, hey, dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
that's
the
only purpose these things serve.
100%.
But again, why not? Because it's August what?
It's August 5th. And it generates conversation around
it's
the sport.
It's something to talk about. It's all it is.
It gives fans something to look forward to as the season is about to get underway.
Or be mad about.
If you look at how the rest of the top 25 sorted out, SEC with nine teams. We're talking consolidation of power. Nine SEC teams in the top 25. Six from the Big Ten. So if you're doing the math on that, 15 of the top 25 come from two conferences. The Big 12 has five teams, with their highest team being Utah at 13th, and ACC with four teams, with Florida State being the highest at 10th. The only, if you're doing math in your head there, that is 24 teams. The other team ranked, Notre Dame, in the top 25. But the top 10 consists of four SEC, four Big Ten, one ACC, and Notre Dame in the top 10.
There you go.
And Notre Dame may be falling because their starting left tackle just went down for the year with the torn pec.
Yeah, that's not great, Bob.
When you're trying to replace Joe Alt, who's the fifth overall pick by the Chargers, and you have to replace him before the season, you've even played a game because he tore his pec, that's not good.
Tearing your pec just sounds
miserable.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've seen guys that tear their pec. Like, Suk tore his pec not too long ago. But when you tear, I've seen guys that have torn their pec,
the full
bench
detach.
bench pressing, and it just balls up in the middle. Like, it just, like, goes to the middle of your body. You can't do anything.
No.
Man. And so
I've avoided pretty much all of the upper body tears.
Yeah. Your lower body is a mess.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah. No, it's a mess from the hips down. But yeah, the whole idea of tearing your pec though, it's like, good. Didn't Rashawn Slater, the Chargers, didn't he tear his pec? Isn't that what happened to him?
I think so.
It seems kind of weird that, like, and it's, these guys aren't, like, tearing them, like, lifting.
Yeah.
It's you get torn pecs in practices.
It's when you get hit with a rushing D end and you've got one arm extended, or if you have an arm and it gets caught in between two other guys and then gets yanked back.
Yeah. And when you get that extension out with strong human beings
pushing against it.
Yeah. That's gnarly. But that is your top 10 is dominated by the SEC and the Big Ten. This should be a surprise to nobody. Like, nobody whatsoever.
No.
When you look at why the Big Ten and the SEC expanded the way they did, this was it. This is exactly like they wanted. They wanted to go out.
Control the top 40 of college football, have it be their two conferences.
Consolidation of power.
Yeah.
I think the pressing question that a lot of folks have, and I've seen this a lot already, Oregon at three. Are the Oregon Ducks the third best team in college football? And a lot of people are wondering, what has Oregon done to get this moniker of the third best team in all of college football? You are looking at a program that replaces their quarterback, who was a first-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. You are revamping your entire secondary. And you were replacing the best center in all of college football in Jackson Powers Johnson from a year ago. On top of that, your defensive line, two of your biggest factors on your defensive line from a year ago, they are also being replaced.
Is that a lot?
Yeah. Seems like a lot. Why is Oregon seen as kind of this darling of college football? We'll get to that after Will with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.